We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We welcome in now Ryan Fitzgerald, NOLA Gold GM. Ryan, how are you, man? Good to talk to you.
Doing well. Thanks a lot for having me, gents.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Sure have.
You excited about the season?
We're fired up. It's, 3 weeks in now to training camp. Got our first and only preseason game this Saturday here at the Gold Mine, trying on airline. And, then we're kicking off ready to go the following week against New England, week one, season opener.
Now, Ryan, just talk to the fans how much the league has grown and the stability there. And then, obviously, when you travel around the country and what you have now at the Gold Mine right there by Saints Camp and all that. So it's just a great opportunity to continue to grow rugby here in New Orleans because I think the league, people are getting more and more aware of it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You said it best, Bobby. I mean, you remember you're coming to our first games, year one and year two.
I was on the West Bank.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember you had that big win and you're running on the field and, some drinks out there and stuff, great times. And it's just showing where the league has grown to go from there to where we're at now. Obviously, it's night and day, one of the best rugby facilities in the United States right now, with our gym right here, our training field right here. Our staff that's coming in, like you said, the league has grown so much. We're all the way up in Toronto now as well, with all 13 teams in the league still growing, still more possibly coming in next year, full 16-game season. It's just been night and day. Like I said, the players that are coming across from overseas, the development that we're doing with, 2 years in a row now with an MLR college draft, an actual college draft that's televised, games of the week on CBS Sports Network, FS1, FS2, et cetera. So it's been really exciting to see it. A lot of people never thought it would happen, and just we're brick by brick kind of just winning the day, and here we come.
Ryan, that's what I was going to ask you about because internationally, you look at the World Cup in rugby, and whether it's New Zealand, the All Blacks, or you're looking at South Africa, you look at Australia, you look in Europe, and how involved they are with the World Cup, and obviously wanting to get players internationally. How important it is, you talked about, a college draft or within North America, United States, to have a draft. I can recall, I think the Atlanta franchise, in Marietta, Georgia, Life College.
Yeah.
Okay, and how important rugby is, Life University.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's just the growth of it. Some of these colleges when, coming from a university, not all the, rugby's, across the nation, of course, at a multiple, tons and tons of universities, but at the same time, don't necessarily have the full on, coaching, the full on, day to day grind at the professional level that we got here. So when you put some of these American kids that, into this professional environment with the coaching staffs that we have and the guys that are coming overseas with some of the veteran international players, the growth is, times two, times five, times 10. I mean, it's just flying, going from a college kid to a USA cap eagle, just like we did in, after our first draft, guys like Andrew Guerra getting drafted 10th overall and, 10 games in, he's playing for the United States. So it just shows how fast, there's a lot of meat left on the bone when it comes to American kids here. And when you add those, some of those senior veteran players that have been in World Cups overseas, and you add, coaching staff like Kane Thompson, our head coach, who's got 3 World Cups with Samoa. And we added Carlos Spencer, who's got, 2 World Cups with the New Zealand All Black. Taylor Howden, who's played in the league and played at a high level 20-some years as a professional. So you add those in and you put that in a day-to-day grind every day, coming to the gym, coming to the training facility, putting in the work as a actual professional, you know, that this is your job. The growth has been awesome. And that's, you know, that's really, really fun to see.
Now, you know, Ryan, because you look at, like, from an international perspective, they don't have American football, so to speak.
Right.
You know, whether you're talking about, like, New Zealand, Australia, South Africa, whatever, or Europe, but you have American football here. How has the game grown even in high school? I mean, is it a case in point where you play, like, American football, but you also can participate in rugby? How does that come about? As far as maybe developing these 16, 17-year-old kids to give them an opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's the nice thing about it season-wise. You know, obviously football being in the fall and, you know, rugby being in the spring at the high school level, you can play both. Obviously it depends on, you know, probably, you know, every school and every player, depending on, you know, what their football coaches say, what the rugby, you know, depending. But as far as seasonal times go, it's great. I know the high school that I grew up in Wisconsin, you know, both the rugby coach and the football coach were both on the same page, and it's led to tremendous success. You know, our high school football team won 3 straight state championships, while the rugby team, you know, has 12 state championships, and they go hand in hand. So it's been awesome. You know, they had a 36-game winning streak in football, and all those guys went down and win the state title in football, and 4 5 months later winning the state championship in rugby. So I think, you know, playing multiple sports, especially these two, in particular, I think it opens up space. It opens, you know, vision. If you're a running back, if you're a quarterback, everything. The more and more you can compete, especially at, you know,
right,
between these two sports, I think it's awesome for an athlete, especially for a 16, 17-year-old kid. Why limit them? Play them all.
Right.
Ryan, you kind of cut your teeth coming up evaluating football talent, American football talent.
Yeah.
You know, did some work with the Senior Bowl, et cetera. How has that changed transitioning over to rugby? Just talk about what you look for, maybe some similarities, something like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, the one that jumps off the page right off the bat is obviously character. You know, the first thing you want to do as a general manager, head coach, as an evaluator, is this guy, you know, it's sometimes it's clear to see who, you know, maybe, you know, a guy separating himself as far as talent, but is he going to be the right fit on your, you know, in your team? Is he going to be the fit right, you know, culture-wise, even all the way down to the pattern and the shape and the playbook that, you know, we're playing with. So that's always a massive piece, you know, just the character of the guy and the culture, if he's going to fit in here. And then obviously you just look, you know, the heart from the guy, you know, how hard he works. He's going to put in the grind. Is he going to be able to make that transition, you know, not just physically, but also mentally, you know, to the professional level. It's not as always, you know, as easy as everybody thinks. It's not fantasy football where you can just right click and you put him in, you know, he's got to fit in particular. And then you, like I said, between football and, so a lot of those similarities, whether you're scouting football or you're scouting rugby or, you know, hockey or basketball, whatever it is, those are massive, massive pieces. And then
And, you know, Ryan, to me, if you fast, you fast. And if you tough, you tough. And, you know,
I mean,
you can't coach speed. If you see an individual that's tough and they fast, who doesn't want that cat? Come on.
Right, yeah. I mean, you can't tackle what you can't catch. You know?
Right,
so,
right.
I mean, you know, absolutely. I mean, those guys jump off the page, clearly. You know, and obviously those are ones you're looking for. But at the same time, as you know, Bobby, playing in the NFL, there's a lot of guys that come through the draft. And there's a lot of times that, with the Senior Bowl or with the Dolphins, they might have all the height, weight, size, speed, and everything, but they also might have a red flag on them, character-wise, whatever it is, you know. And
right.
Is he going to do every single thing for this team? Does he, you know, is he putting the team first? All that stuff is massive, important, and especially in rugby, because rugby is a game of truth. I mean, there's nowhere to hide out here, you know. I mean, it's not – one massive thing is everybody's got to defend their position. So you might be a guy that's a magnet to the try zone and can score tries, but can you defend? You know, can you defend for 80 minutes? Are you in shape enough to be able to play out here for 80 minutes and compete? Because when it's a sub out, you're out. You know, so it's not just always just a physical. It's between the ears, you know,
gotcha.
Mental thing as well for a lot of these players.
Ryan Fitzgerald, NOLA Gold GM. Ryan, thanks again for the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Christian. Semper Fi. All right.
Yes, indeed. Right, Semper Fi, former Devil Dog, Marine right there, and Ryan Fitzgerald.
NOLA Gold. Listen, I think we all can relate, especially in the Deep South, I mean, across the country, because we all played tackle football in your backyard.
Sure.
And we didn't have all the equipment, the pads. You just go tackle and you play.
Just bigger humans are doing that now.
Yes, and that's why I've always – now, you got to play within the rules of rugby – but it's kind of like old school. It's farm tackling. you know, getting your shoulder in there. You can't use your helmet because you don't have a helmet. So you do good form tackling with your shoulder and coming in. So, no, I love rugby because rugby is how American football even came about. No, but whether you acknowledge that or not, that when you look at rugby in the history, the reason why we even have American football is because of rugby.
He's Bobby. I'm Christian. Coming back to your calls, Ryan and Keith next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.